For those of you who don't know me, my name is Saul, and I am on staff here at BCEC, primarily working with the students. And since last week was Easter, I wanted to spend some time to follow up and to talk about the resurrection. And I wanted to talk about the resurrection because sometimes it can be difficult or hard to understand or grasp. Because on one hand, right, if we think about the death of Christ, when we think about the death of Christ, in a sense, it's easier for me to understand and to grasp the concept, the implications. For instance, Good Friday. I understand Good Friday. I understand that when Good Friday happens every year, that I need to be solemn and sad in reflection that Jesus Christ has taken my sin and my shame and my guilt upon the cross. And so the idea of my debt and the idea of Christ's death and what it means to me, I can understand it. I can visualize it. It's also, when we think about the death of Christ, in a sense, it's also easier to relate to, perhaps. Maybe you've heard, but there is this policy proposal that I think is sweeping the nation. It's called student loan forgiveness. If you have college loans, if you're about to have college loans, better yet, you're paying off your kids' loans. This idea that somebody else taking my debt and paying it off, yeah, I like it. I like it. I want it. Somebody pay off my student loans, please. So this idea of debt and student loans, paying off, somebody else sacrificing, doing it in my stead, and we relate that to Jesus' death and what he's done on the cross. And so in a sense, it's easier to understand. But on the other hand, when we think about the resurrection and what it means and its implication, it can be hard. It can be harder. It was hard for the Corinthians. In our passage today in verse 12, if we're tracking and following along, Paul asked the Corinthians, "How can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?" And so even for the Corinthians, it was hard for them to accept the resurrection, understand the resurrection, see the resurrection for themselves. And it kind of reminds me of this one time when my coworker, she asked me whether or not I believed in zombie Jesus, which, it's a fair question. It's a fair question because somebody from the outside looking into Christianity and they hear about Jesus and the resurrection, what are they going to see? They're going to see a guy who died and came back to life. And so, fair question. Okay, I get it. And so I wanted to quickly just, in short, talk about when Christians, what does the resurrection mean for Christians? What is the resurrection when it's mentioned in the Bible? So, in short, two things, just so we're all on the same page. The resurrection is real. In other words, meaning it's not ethereal, it's not a spiritual thing, but it's physical. It's really real when we talk about the resurrection. And the second thing, in short, is that the resurrection is restorative. Meaning that we will have resurrected bodies, renewed, restored in Christ. Not affected by sin, not affected by death, decay. There's a lot more to say about what the resurrection is and when Scripture talks about it, but in short, it's not zombie Jesus, but we're talking about the resurrection being real and restorative. So in reflecting upon the resurrection today, the main thing that I wanted to talk about is why the resurrection matters. Why the resurrection matters, because if the resurrection isn't true, if it's not true, if it's not real, then our passage says that nothing matters. If the resurrection isn't true, then nothing matters. But if it is true, if the resurrection is real, then C.S. Lewis says, a wholly new mode of being has arisen in the universe. If the resurrection is real, and if it's true, then it changes everything. And so I'll be sharing about why the resurrection matters in 3 points. First, why the resurrection matters in the past. Second, why the resurrection matters in the future. And then third, why the resurrection matters in the present. Why the resurrection matters past, future, then present. So first, why the resurrection matters in the past. If we're all looking in the passage, in verse 17, it says, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. If Christ hasn't been raised, and the scripture says we are still in our sins. So the reason why the resurrection matters in the past is because if the resurrection isn't true, and if Christ really wasn't raised from the dead 2,000 years ago, then we are still in our sins. And so there's two parts to this that I wanted to try to unpack for us. The first part is that Jesus' resurrection declares that he was the righteous one. Jesus' resurrection proves, his resurrection shows, his resurrection declares that he is who he says he is. That in and through the resurrection, Christ is the righteous one, Christ is the Son of God, and Christ is the one who has come to take away our sin. So think of it this way, perhaps. If Jesus stayed dead, okay? If the story goes that Jesus lived, he was crucified, died, and was buried, and that's it. If Jesus stayed dead, how does that show that he was able to live that perfect life? If Jesus stayed dead, how does that show and how does that prove to us that he was able to be perfectly obedient to the Father? Because if Jesus stayed dead, in other words, does it prove anything? Does it show that he's better, any better than you or me? But because of the resurrection, because Jesus didn't stay dead, because we celebrate Easter and he is alive, because the resurrection is true, Jesus doesn't receive the condemnation of death and stay dead, but Jesus receives the verdict of life and righteousness. The second part is because of the resurrection and why it matters in the past that it happened and it's true is because in and through the resurrection we can walk in the newness of life. Because of his resurrection, we are able to live the life that he calls us to. So I've heard it explained like this, that the gospel is broken up into two parts. The first part is Jesus' death has paid my debt. And it's Jesus' resurrection that then applies credit to my life, that I can be able to live the life that he calls me to. And so his death pays my debt, and his resurrection applies that credit. Because if the resurrection isn't true, then I have no credit. I have no power. I have no way. I have no how to be able to live the life that God calls me to. But it's because of the resurrection, and that's why it matters in the past, that it shows Jesus to be, it shows that Jesus really is who he says he is, the righteous one. And through his resurrection, it empowers us to live and walk in the newness of life. That's the first point. The second point is why the resurrection matters in the future. In verse 18, it says this, Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. Verse 18 says that if the resurrection isn't real, if it's not true, if it didn't happen, if it's not going to happen, then those of us in Christ who have died have perished. Why the resurrection matters in the future is because the resurrection gives us hope now. We have hope in the resurrection. We have hope because Christ is alive, that we too will enter into that. And it's in and through the resurrection and in and through this hope that we have a response and we have an answer to this growing sense and sentiment of nihilism in the world. In other words, that nothing matters, that it is what it is, that you live and you die and that's that. In and through hope in the resurrection, we have an answer and a response to the fact when people say, life doesn't matter, nothing matters. Resurrection gives us hope because we know that we will be resurrected with Christ. The resurrection gives us hope because we will be reunited and restored with Christ and with others whom we've lost here. So there's hope for me. There's hope that there will be reunification, restoration. But it's not just me. It's not just for my loved ones as well who have gone in Christ. But for those of us, for those who have been persecuted here in this life. For those of us, for those who have been martyred in this life. For those who have faced injustice. For those who have faced suffering. For those who died in Christ here in this life. There's restoration. There's hope for them as well. That really, that it's not that life doesn't matter and life is meaningless, but that there is hope. So that's why the resurrection matters in the future. And third, why the resurrection matters in the present. Verse 19 says this: if in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. If Christ hasn't been raised from the dead, the resurrection isn't true. And the passage says, the scripture says, that we are of all people most to be pitied. But if the resurrection is true, if it's real, then we are of all people most to be envied. Not pitied. We are of all people most to be envied because while people here on earth endlessly and tirelessly search for meaning in their lives, we don't have to because we find our meaning, we find our purpose, we find our significance in Christ who is alive. We don't need to worry in life. We don't need to worry because we know that God works all things together for our good. Why? Because He's already worked all things ultimately for our good in and through Christ. And we have proof of that because of the resurrection. We don't have to worry, and we know that our lives aren't wasted, that our lives are for nothing, because we set our eyes on Christ. And we live for Him, because Christ lives. And so this is why the resurrection matters. Because it shows who Christ is, it gives us hope, it gives us purpose and meaning in life now. And the resurrection is what changes everything for us. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You for the gospel message. That it's not just about the death of Christ and how You have taken my debt, my sin and my shame and my guilt upon the cross. But that it's also about the resurrection of Christ. And in and through the resurrection, that we know, Jesus, that You are who You say You are. That in and through Your resurrection, we can walk in the newness of life. In and through Your resurrection, that there is hope for the future and hope now. So we thank You that in and through Your divine wisdom and plan that You have shown and revealed the gospel and this mystery to us in and through Your Son, His life, His death, His resurrection. So pray these things in Your name.